thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And there is a wonderful live event happening later this month in Salt Lake City where people from different walks of life will share harrowing stories of faith and hope. And it's called Hope Works. And after the live event on September 16th at the LDS Conference Center, segments will air on the Mormon Channel in a new video series of the same name. And Michelle Torsak is the LDS Public Relations Specialist for this event, and she's here with us today to discuss how this project came to be. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit about the title, Hope Works, how that name was thought of and sort of the symbolic meaning behind it.
Well, we live in a world that is getting increasingly scary and fearful, and this is just a reminder that there still is hope, and we need hope. And hope precedes faith, and together, hope and faith, they work. And that's what this video series hopes to show, is through the personal experiences of presenters, how they've put hope into practice in their life.
Mm-hmm. How they've made hope work for them, and how they've probably worked with hope.
Yes.
Too. So when the different segments air on the Mormon Channel, who do you think would benefit from watching these?
I think anyone's going to benefit. But these were really, I mean, as we're thinking about the audience, we're thinking about all those people who, and I think it's all of us, that's why I say, who just are looking for hope, who feel, you know, you turn on the news and you are discouraged and saddened and scared. And it's just really, with faith, we can all make this world better, and it does, to go back to the title, it does work.
I think hope is one of those words that we think we know what it means sometimes. There's a lot of amazing talks about it, but it's sort of this elusive definition sometimes.
Yeah.
How has your understanding of that word changed as you've been working on this project?
I love the word hope and really what it implies. And, you know, as I've had a chance to work with these different presenters, I think I have had that, just that renewed kind of belief that there is good in the world and that it really comes from us as individuals. And so that's what each of these presenters are trying to show, is just that there's things that we can do that we can apply, and different ways of looking at things that can really instill hope in our lives.
Mm-hmm. I heard a definition of hope given once, that it's an expectation based on experience.
Oh, I like that.
I'm really excited to hear. I'm going to the event, and I'm excited to hear how these different people have sort of kept this positive mindset and outlook so that they can make amazing things happen in their lives or overcome these incredible odds that a lot of them have gone through. So you've spoken with these speakers, you've worked with them over the last few months as they've been preparing. How has their understanding of hope changed, do you think, in the terms of they're speaking to this audience, trying to convey all these life experiences they've had and how it's made them better? Have you seen their testimony shift or their faith and hope shift at all?
I think that they would all say yes. Sometimes you have those experiences and you know that they mean something, but when you're forced to really like think through it, mm-hmm. and put it down on paper and then share it with somebody else, I think it goes a little deeper and you're like, wow, I can see how that worked in my life in a way that you might not have ordinarily. So yes, I think each of the presenters would say that this has been a testimony builder, and just, yeah, seeing God's hand in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And there's six incredible dynamic speakers presenting, and I was reading through some of their biographies. Jill Thomas, for example, she's a photographer. She lost a baby girl in a tragic accident. And it's, I'm sure, in hindsight, looking back on all these experiences they'll be sharing about, it's probably very therapeutic for them, and they can really see how hope has had an incredible power in their
lives. So. I think sometimes when you can get that distance, you see it with new eyes. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So Hope Works is going to be an event full of fabulous, inspiring content, and we hope that you'll tune in and share the material with your family and friends once it airs on the Mormon Channel in the near future. And in the meantime, for great blog posts, podcasts, and videos on hope, you can visit mormonchannel.org or download our app in the App Store. And we're going to close our episode today with a quote from Desmond Tutu, who is a religious leader and social rights activist in South Africa. And he said, quote, "Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.